Dear Diary, if a social media post falls in the woods and no one hears it, does it still fall? Welcome back to the Lady Moon Cast. I'm your host, Laura Wong, owner of a company called Lady Moon Company. And this week, I've been better. I've been feeling more confident. I feel like last week was very chaotic in the beginning stages of planning the rest of the year product-wise. And this year I really narrowed down what I want to make, why I want to make it, and was able to organize my thoughts accordingly. But it's also been really fucking hard to get any sort of engagement on social media. I don't know if I'm shadow banned, which I think it's like, do I just suck or am I shadow banned? Or these are questions that I'm sure I'm not the only one asking myself as a business owner right now. What is going on? What is changing? What the fuck? It was so much easier to reach new audiences and grow 4 or 5 years ago. It's the reach for me. The people that have always engaged with me are still engaging. Bless them. It's the growth, and the growth has to come from, there's a different strategy. It has to come from a different method of marketing than it usually is. And unfortunately for me, someone who doesn't really like or trust a lot, I shouldn't say I don't like people, but I'm very weary of business relationships because I have trauma associated with that. But that's, letting people in is what's going to make me grow. I saw a friend of mine recently, and she's a very experienced, like, business person. And she was like, are you doing, do you have sponsorships? Like, you should have sponsorships. You should have, you know, and I was telling her, you know, I do everything right now. And she's like, you need to hire more people to, like, grow. And I'm like, I know, I have to relinquish more control to grow. And that fucking terrifies me. Because letting people in is, and also I run our business, my fucking corporation, out of my house. Because I don't and can't really afford to pay for rent for another location for my business to run. I just think it's smart to stay small as long as you possibly can, because I've seen people go out of business doing the latter. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to get in too deep. I'm not somebody that, I'm a realist. I don't gamble. I mean, and that can be a good quality and a bad quality as a business owner. I gamble on things like ideas, products, creative inclinations that I may have. But money stuff, it's hard for me to let go of stuff like that currently. And, you know, that might be the thing I need. I don't fucking know. Anyway, that's been on my mind lately, and it's just been, it's been hard to get engagement. And you know, I have such a weird relationship with social media. It's like the bane of my existence, and also what keeps me existing as a brand. So, yeah. I would love to have somebody to help with wholesale for larger corporate. Like, I want to reach out to Whole Foods. I want to reach out to, or like, not Trader Joe's, World Market and places like that to get my Magic Morsel stack in. And I really think they would do well there, or like vegan shops locally. But like, finding those buyers, reaching out, doing all that is a whole ass thing that I don't like really want to do or don't have the time to do. So getting someone to work on a commission would be great for that, for the larger kind of wholesale's been going very, very well for me in general with small other, you know, shops in the United States and Canada. Fair is a website, if you don't know, that you can go on and put your tchotchkes up, and stores will go on and search for, you know, shops to buy things from to sell in their stores. And it's a wonderful middleman for creating wholesale relationships. And they take, I think they just changed their pricing. So they give you a direct link if a shop comes in and just uses your direct link, which is wonderful when they do that, because there's zero commission taken out of your order. If you also upload the vendor as someone you had a previous relationship with, they also offer 0% commission. A blind, like if someone's just on Fair and finds you there, right now they take 15% off the top, I think. And then 15 when they reorder. So it's right. It used to be 25. I think I just got an email like yesterday saying they were going to change it. 25 is a lot, but it's an order you wouldn't have, you know. I have like hundreds of wholesalers because of this website. And what do you expect? You know, not these kind. I mean, it's far outweighed. It's one, saved my ass financially in the past few years, and two, the benefits for me personally far outweigh the cons because of how my business is structured, how I manufacture my products, et cetera, et cetera. It's perfect for wholesale. If you're a business that's like hand making shit, it's a little different. It might be a little different. But yeah, on the creative side of things right now, I feel really confident. It's just, you know, it's something I value about myself is that I try to really make things that are tools for witches to use in their practices. I really, really want to focus on that. This is why I'm kind of straying away from apparel in terms of like clothing. I do love an accessory. I would never stop making pins. You can pin a pin to my gravestone. Pins are our bread and butter. It's what this business was founded on. And I love the pin community and I enjoy making them. I really still do. And I have some really cute designs coming out that are not only pins, but they're functional divination tools. So like, I'm excited about that sort of aspect rather than pop culture stuff, which is fun. And unfortunately, the thing about pop culture is it's the most popular thing. Well, not always, but in terms of engagement and just posts that get the most likes, it's typically pop culture because it's an instantly connectable thing. Is it artistically fulfilling for me? No. Is it not? Is it the thing that all the practical magic stuff excluded? Because I absolutely think when I made practical magic shit, there was like one other shop that was making PracMag stuff and it didn't exist, period. And I'm pretty confident in saying that Lady Moon Co. helped revive the appreciation for practical magic as a film in the witch community. And I fucking love that about our shop. So I will never stop making or offering PragMaj stuff, but it's not, you know, I make Beetlejuice or Spooky Fun Guy, as I call them, because I don't want to get taken down or flagged. Shoe Charms, which are also not called gibbets anymore, or Crocs, because Crocs didn't like that either. So those are trademarked things you can't reference, even in hashtags. I didn't know that. So, you know, when a beautiful photo of my spell space, which means so much to me for whatever reason, gets 100 likes, which is honestly on the higher end of good right now for me, mostly it's like below 50, and that's fucking terrible for me. It's disheartening every time, and I've sort of started to move away from evaluating myself through likes and comments, because our brand does mean a lot to a lot of people, including myself, and it's really just hard out there for everybody, most everybody. And you have to move away from that kind of stuff, or it's going to hurt real bad, and you don't want to hurt more than you need to when you're a business owner. You don't want to take it too personally. It's really hard to do that, especially when your business is intertwined with your spiritual practice. And it means a lot. Anyway, point being, you know, I post about our Beetlejuice shoe charms and it gets like 700 likes and all these fucking comments. And I'm like, huh, okay. All right. Let's reel them in with the pop culture and see if they'll stay for more. Which authentic witch content, yeah? But if money were not an issue, I wouldn't even make that stuff. I wouldn't. Except for Practical Magic, I would make that. But that's not true. Because our Sirens of Song tarot deck is pop culture. It's music. That's different to me. I think, not to shit on the spooky community, because I have friends there, but I think some people in that space really ruined that community for me. They really did. And I have a sour taste in my mouth because of it. And I think that's one of the things that I think is a good thing. It drove me to create more authentic things that meant something to me, and to shy away from just making Halloween pins, you know? But I don't want to let that, I try not to let that dictate how I feel about those sort of shops as a whole. It's just that the people that I had a bad experience with, I believe, booted me out of their friend, whatever, because they wanted to make witch stuff and they knew I was actually a witch and I'd probably have a problem with that or question it or feel weird about it, which, you know, ironically, I probably wouldn't have given a shit if they were good people. But what makes me stand out as a shop and as a human, I think our stuff resonates with those who actually practice witchcraft as a lifestyle and a spiritual practice, and that's who I want to serve. Everyone's welcome, which is welcome, but that's my personal, that makes me feel fulfilled, is creating things like that and not just Nightmare Before Christmas, Mickey Mouse shit, I don't know. Disney character stuff. I don't know. Nothing wrong with that. That's a business model, but it's not fulfilling for me. I went off on a tangent. But that type of stuff sells well, and that community buys a lot of shit. from people. They collect their, it's a wider audience. But I've also witnessed a lot of intolerant, racist kind of behavior in that community. Because it is such a broad audience, you're going to get a broad spectrum of people. And not all those people I had good interactions with. And it's weird how these subcultures like interact with each other and bump heads or don't or whatever. It's just such a weird thing. Anyway, I think it really drove me to create more meaningful things for me and for my audience. And that's the great thing about going through shit or trauma, you grow and you learn. And, but right now the traumatic thing is, you know, am I shadow banned? Because I speak out about white supremacy or Native rights or things like that. Trans rights, queer rights, like what? I mean, I know that people get shadow banned for that kind of stuff. And it's like unfortunate because I think if you have a platform, you should probably, at the very least, like, especially as witches who are traditionally on the fringes of fucking society, we need to be better about supporting those who are being fucking persecuted and degraded. We got to step up and fucking do that, or else what are you, I mean, I get I'm a business and I'm selling fucking tchotchkes, but my friend, these people are my friends, like real friends, not bullshit business pals. Like, I don't know. Like, what are your ethics as a brand? Have you thought about that? Have you, that will draw more authentic people to you. And sometimes that, I guess that means your follower count goes down or you get shadow banned, or if that's the worst thing that happens to me, you know, I guess that's okay. But then again, there's the money situation, and that doesn't help money-wise. So it's this weird balancing act with like, okay, do I want to get, am I, you know, what am I doing here? And for like different brands, it's different, I guess, if your business is structured. But for me, I make things for witches. I'm a witch. I love my community. I care about it a lot. It's very, very personal to me. So yeah, I'm going to fucking say something about this stuff. It's just, I think it's worth it too, you know? So I've never been one to really adhere to societal standards as a whole. I was that person in high school who would not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I was that kid. Yeah. So those are thoughts I've been having, is like, how much am I willing to play into what is expected of me versus what I feel is right to do as a brand? And I think I know the answer. So, yes, engagement is hard. It's hard for everyone, I've 75% of people that I know, small business wise. What can we do about that? Well, if social media sucks, then maybe we can go hard on marketing through email. Email marketing is hard. I would love to get somebody to really look at my email marketing and do that. Just I think being consistent with it and just being present in people's lives without being too obnoxious is key. I think knowing that if you repeat yourself over and over, it's not the same as it's different to your audience because they're not seeing the first two times you said it, or you know, they missed it, or this is the first they're hearing of it. It's the fifth time you're saying it. I think remembering that is helpful too, because I'm definitely a person that's like, I don't want to bug you. You know, I'm not timid, but I definitely am like, I don't want to get in your business. I don't get your space. But with right now, you better be, you got to send at least an email a week. I mean, I'm trying to do like 3 emails a week. A good thing to do, and this may seem very obvious, but that's helped me, is to look at the emails you get from other brands and just go with what they do. Like, take a look at the frequency, the titles, the whatever, and sort of take that information and then decide what works for you and do that. What's the language of your brand like? What's the personality like? You know, with how frequently you, my personality may be more laid back, but my brand's got to be a little more aggressive because it's hard out there. You'll see a lot of people doing sales a lot more than they used to. And that's because it's hard right now. I'm starting to sell on Amazon because that's another avenue, and I should have done it a long fucking time ago, but you know, and a lot of people give me shit about that. And I'm like, what? If you're privileged enough to not have to shop on Amazon, good for you. But attacking small businesses for doing so is not it. We're not the problem. The problem as a whole is something else. So maybe, I don't know, do better than that. That's so fucking annoying to me. Even when I've been like, hey, I got this on Amazon, I'd get comments that are like, Amazon, roly face. And it's always some white woman. And it's always white people that fucking do that. And that's just a fact of my experience, is it's just like so rude and uncalled for. It's a great avenue to sell shit. Amazon's huge. And look, like I fucking said, it is a privilege to not have to shop on Amazon, to fucking, I don't know, what else do people bitch about? Fast fashion, things like that. We talk about this on our other podcast, Third Eye Bind, a lot, is that, yes, let's try not to buy, you know, fast fashion. It's bad for the planet and all that, but sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have no other choice, especially when thrift resellers are selling shit for like astronomically fucked up prices and things like that. So before you get on your soapbox about Amazon, which, you know, if you want to talk about like child labor and fucked up companies, Apple's not great either. So while you're on your Apple fucking cell phone bitching about these other things, get that perspective, you know? Nothing is perfect. Nobody is perfect. We're doing our best. So yeah, I'm going to fucking sell on Amazon because I can't reach new people in the old way I was doing it. So that's exciting. I'm excited to see how that goes. And yes, offering Prime shipping is adding more work to my plate. But I tend to ship relatively quickly and, you know, anyway, been feeling better. Been feeling less trapped. I feel more organized. I got a new calendar. And it's a weekly planner. instead of, I have, before I, you know, at Michael's, you go to Michael's and there's all the, just the calendars that they sell, like the book calendars, the yearly, like year and a half, 2 years. I had one of those and it was just a monthly with like tiny little squares to write everything down in. But this weekly planner has like weekly tasks. It has room to, there's like a graph on the back. Like it's every day has got, it's Monday through Friday. And then it has a little weekend thing, which is great. You put in your own dates, but it's just really streamlined my day because I'm one of those people that's like, you know, cooking some cookies and my husband's like, you know, did you put the timer on? Oh yeah, yeah, I did. It's up here and it's in my head. And I like to juggle things in my head and pretend that I have it all together. And that creates errors. That creates a lot of, in that aspect, I'm like constantly juggling a lot of shit in my head, which I don't think is healthy. So getting this new calendar was really helpful. Because I am doing so much right now for this shebang. So that was great. That was a great move. And, you know, syncing that with like regular count, like an online calendar, like a, you know, your phone calendar, your alerts and all that. It's great. I'm not always the best at that. I really like to write things down. I'm like, I want a physical calendar that I can see. So what I did is I have this weekly calendar, but then I need to see the monthly calendar because I need to know just what's going on. And then I got a magnetic, like a small, like 8.5 by 11 monthly calendar to, my desk has a magnetic like board on it. So then I put this little calendar up so I can look at the month and put the things on the monthly calendar. And then I have my more detailed weekly. And that's been a really nice combo so far. I've had it for like a week and a half and it's been really nice. So that might be a nice switch if you're feeling like you need more, because I have scribbles everywhere. I'm notepads, random scribbles. I'm a really organized person in like my home is very clean and organized. I like am shocked I don't have more Virgo placement. But maybe I don't because I don't have any actually in my whole chart. I don't have any Virgo. But with day to day, I'm pretty organized, but, it gets jumbly. Could do better on that part. I'm clean. I guess cleanliness and organized are two different things. I'm also trying to get verified on fucking Instagram. Oh my God. So I want my business to be verified. I got my personal one verified. That was easy. But I tried to verify it. And that's before I knew that the information on your business name had to match your ID, which ruins my like kind of my branding concept and all that. But I don't really give a shit at this point. Like I said, I will play their game if it will help me. And it likely will. If you engage with their features and shit, it'll likely help you. So I'm trying to get verified, but I have to wait like 45 to 60 days for a refund because it didn't work the first time. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then I go to like request a refund and it just doesn't, the link shits out. And it won't. So every day I have to try to request a refund so I can get verified. So then I can, it's a very interesting time. But I encourage you to do what you need to do for yourself and your brand to be successful. Like sell on Amazon if you need to. Do what you got to do. Outsource in a different way than you're used to. You need to take care of your business and fuck what anyone else says. Their ethics are likely skewed. If they're typing from a fucking iPhone product, that's like a weird microaggression that's not meant for you. And it's really fucked up that people are bullying small businesses because they engage in things that, while yes, are problematic it, as a whole. It's macro problematic. These, what's the opposite of macro? I can't think of it right now. On a smaller scale, that's where you should get angry at the macro stuff, at the corporations, at how capitalism works as a whole. You'll trace these causes back to certain things that you should be mad about, not because Lady Moon Co. is selling their decks on fucking Amazon. Okay? It's perspective. And I encourage you to try to shut that out. And you can do that with a number of practical things on Instagram, such as you can limit comments. I actually just started limiting people that could reply to my stories. It's only people that I follow now that can do that. I needed to get that boundary a little stronger. And also, you can filter out words that people might comment, like, you know, for like hate speech or triggering things for you, anything. It could be Amazon. You could put the word Amazon into the comment filter space. And if someone goes to comment like, yeah, you're selling on Amazon, they won't be able to comment that because it has the word Amazon in it. So you can really get specific with the way you can protect yourself and your feelings, because it's hard. Oh, I have a really bad headache today because the weather is very groggy and I'm tending to get kind of sinus headaches and they get real bad. So I'm hoping this won't turn into one, but thanks for listening today. I hope you hang in there. I will see you next time. Love, Laura.